Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, whether you're tuning in on the Radio Dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM. We welcome you all to our program, as well as tuning in through our online affiliates around the world. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. I'm excited to welcome back to our program today Pamela Hall of Lionhawk Productions. Had a chance to speak with Pamela before about the great work she's been able to do as a writer and producer. I want to catch you guys up on not only some of the projects that Pamela's doing, but also how she started Lionhawk Productions, what it's been like for her to be a part of some great projects, but also what it takes for her to be able to invite a project in to Lionhawk, what she wants you to think about when it comes to the brand that she's building. If you're just not hearing about Lionhawk Productions, we'll tell you at the end of our segment how you can stay connected with Pamela. But Pamela, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having me back.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. Glad to have you back. And I should say for our audience here, Pamela had let me know that there are some tech issues that are going on because of the weather where she is. So if we have some issues, we will definitely be able to stay connected with Pamela until we're able to get her back. But Pamela, I want to reflect on this year for you, and especially the time that you've been able to have. I've been keeping up with you through Facebook. We'll remind our audience how they can find your Facebook page. What has it been like for you to see the growth that you've been able to experience and also the attention that your projects are getting?
Well, you know, when I first started out with this production company, I really was just had come out of acting into screenwriting. Mm-hmm. And then I decided that I wanted to have more of a creative hand and really be able to develop the projects, come in with other producers, whether they're network or studio. And I realized that I had just an extraordinary passion for every type of story imaginable. I'm hungry to tell stories. I'm hungry to tell stories that can truly maybe make a difference in this world. Maybe one person that we can be uplifted. Maybe a project brings you the kind of prosperity you can help other people during these catastrophes. You can help the animals. You can do rescue. There's so many things. And it's important to me, and I think we've found more and more right now, that art matters. And
yeah.
I think you have to be very aware that you have to come in with a lot of passion, a lot of heart, and an extraordinary amount of patience.
Yeah.
Right now, we've got about 36 projects in the works. It's been incredible. I mean, I've been working at this for years, building projects. And you have to have the patience, particularly if you're working with studio. You have to understand the years it takes just to schedule people, just to pull
right.
those negotiations together, even with the high-end indies anymore. And right now I'm doing projects such as Razzle Dazzle, that's very hot, that's going with the studio. This was 1940s, 1950s Cuba. So it could not be more timely. And it was a true story that was brought to me about a woman who became one of the great gambling bosses in the world. And she worked amidst the casinos in Havana, amidst the mob, amidst Castro. It was history of the 40s and 50s. And she wanted justice, and so she went there and led a very secretive life. And I won't give that secret away.
Sure.
We have another book, Trapped Behind the Iron Curtain, that was brought to me by Marita Peitos, about her years as a political prisoner in Berlin and her fight for freedom. The Akashic Prophecies, women bringing down an extraordinary female character bringing down corruption in major businesses, which we are seeing today. We are seeing so many of these major companies that have been corrupt, that have been taking people. We're doing the Suba by Shane Hart. Again, child abuse, corrupt systems that are not protecting children. The Emperor's Gift, this is a wonderful female cast, World War II nurses in Corregidor. They refused to leave because their soldiers were behind and they weren't going to leave their boys. We're working faith-based films. got a musical film and stage to shoot in Harlem. We're trying to stay with some very beautiful faith-based stories because I think it's a time people need a great deal of hope and faith and courage and a way to build their lives. I'm working on true police stories, Watch My Back, Cold Blue Silence. We're trying to cover a very wide range because I hunger for it, and I think audiences are truly hungry for stories that are going to inspire them. And maybe you're going to reach one person that it will make a difference in their life, and that's what it's about. And I think you know as well as I do that right now we need to be uplifted. We
that's
need
true.
To be uplifting each other. We need to be supporting justice and love and faith. Not just within the industry, within the arts, but within everyone, particularly now, pardon me, we're going through so much of the catastrophes. So let's all step up and make a difference.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, that the responsibility for all of us. You know, Pam, I want to go back to something that you mentioned as you were kind of naming off the projects that you are working on right now. I mean, you know, I know that there are so many people out there that maybe listen to this broadcast around the country, even around the world, who, you know, say to themselves, well, I have a project I think would be perfect for film. I have a project that I would love to see adapted into film. How does Lionhawk Productions make that determination as to projects they want to be able to attach themselves with?
To try to go about it. I tell you, it's a tough business, Cyrus. I'm sure you've seen enough of that. Pardon me, allergies acting up in this weather.
Yeah.
It's a real challenge, and that's why I say you must go into this business with a willingness to have a lot of faith, a lot of belief in yourself. They call people the gatekeepers. And there are many gatekeepers now who work to protect the higher up, the power guy who makes the decision on your project. You have to find a way to build a relationship with that gatekeeper. You can put out query letters. You can make phone calls. On one project, I actually decided to make a printed up, almost like a regular greeting card you'd send someone, and put a wonderful photograph of a poster we designed especially for the film, introduced it briefly, and asked people if they were interested in the project. Got wonderful response. You may get 100 of those out, and you'll get 2 responses. You can't know. But if you get those 2 responses that make a difference, it's worth it. Don't give up. Make phone calls. Send a very good synopsis, a very good brief treatment of your work, and keep networking people. You know, there's so many places now, so many places for young and older writers to contact people, to reach out to other producers, other actors. You never know where that mentor is going to be for your work. You just keep at it. You have to believe in yourself and believe in that project, and make sure your synopsis, your treatment, and your project are ready to go. Make sure they're good, they're strong. Something simple as typos, or something that doesn't have passion in it, that isn't clarified for the person reading it, they're going to toss it. So you better send out good material, and once they ask for that script, don't send that first draft out. You start working, and you have several drafts where you've really polished.
Right.
And just keep at it. Don't give up. You can do it. And you don't have to be in Los Angeles. You don't have to be in New York. That world has opened up for you as a writer, an actor, whatever. So go for it.
I think that's great advice, Pamela, and it's great reminders, and it's something that we talk about on this program all the time about the importance of using opportunities in front of you. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today Pamela Hall of Lion Hawk Productions. Pamela is located in New York, but Pamela just brought up a really good point, and that is these days it's less about geography. I think about Pamela, I tell people all the time, people ask me why I still live in Mississippi, and I tell them that I'm able to literally touch the world right here in Mississippi. Sure, I do go out and I travel, but the majority of my work takes place right here. How important has the Internet been for you in building Lion Hawk Productions, Pamela?
As far as location, I'm sorry?
No, I was just asking, how important has the Internet been for you in being able to build your business?
I use it somewhat. As you know, we keep our Lionheart Productions page on Facebook, and it's really, in fact, we've really jumped this week. We're up to 600 followers, and we want to just keep adding and adding because we feel this gives people an opportunity to follow you on the journey. It really helps them see the kind of work you're trying to do, and you can get a feel what your audience is looking for, what they like.
Right.
You can tell the responses. So I think there's a certain presence that you should have. I think you should make a good website for yourself. I think Twitter is a good brief way to make some connections, but I still like to do it the old-fashioned way as well. I'm very big in who writes letters anymore. I'm sure you know who Judi Dench is. And
right.
I wrote Judi a letter about, I've lost track of the time. So a number of years ago when she did Mrs. Brown. And I wrote her a letter simply because I felt compelled to tell her how moved I was by the film. And from that day forth, we've been correspondents. Mm. It was the letter. It was the connection.
Right.
And we made a wonderful connection, and we look forward to working together at some point. So take a chance. You know, your letters may be tossed, your queries may be tossed. You keep trying on the Internet, but keep trying personally as well. I think it's very important to do that.
Yeah, really good point. And you mentioned that personal touch. I think that is something that people sometimes forget about for sure. So I want to talk about courage for a moment, Pamela. We discussed that a lot on this program, especially with people in the creative community about how they get the courage to do what they do. What is it that keeps you motivated? Because as you said, it's a very tough business that you're in. It's not easy always to do a job like yours. What is it that keeps you pushing? What is it that keeps you motivated?
It is a difficult business, and I've been through experiences, even in the last few years, where you cross the path of not-so-good people or somebody who wants to take a project from you or someone who does not treat you well or the rejections. That's going to be a problem. So you have to truly work to keep yourself motivated. But what keeps you motivated is you have to be in love with this. You really do. And, you know, since I was a kid, walking home from the movies in the summers particularly, I was walking home and I would be making up my own movie in my head. And I literally would go home and I would cut out pictures from movie star magazines and I would collage them into a movie of my own. And I know that love was there from that time. And I stay motivated now with that love, and because I have ideas of my own, as well as authors who come to me with stories that are so meaningful. I mean, you talk about a political prisoner and the horrors she went through. You talk about a woman who was a mysterious person in Razzle Dazzle. You talk about the nurses who were trapped in tunnels, and as the Japanese came and wouldn't leave their boys behind. You talk about Christmas stories that show people with faith, saving another family, saving an animal. These are the things. If you think you can stop on one small scale some company's corruption that's hurting people, if you can stop corruption, if you can give people faith. These are the things that drive me. And as I said, I literally have a hunger for it. I research deeply. I think it's very important for a writer to do deep, thorough research. And it makes you fall more in love with the project. And when you realize these stories are important to people and that they can make a difference in their life, it moves me very deeply. And you can't lose that love and that passion.
Yeah, that passion is definitely important. So let's talk about the other side of this, Pamela, and that is the individuals you've been able to work with. You shared some of the story titles and what they're about. You know, when you have someone who has brought a project to you and you tell them that you want to work with them in bringing it to life, how does that make you feel to know that not only are you providing a service to the community by sharing that story, but also you're doing something for that creative individual that may have not known what was possible for them?
For the people that you bring onto the project?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I'm still like a kid in the candy store. I'm very sorry that some of the greats that I grew up with have passed. You know, when you're talking about the Betty Davises and the Joan Crawfords and the, even people we've lost recently. My very dear friend Anne Francis, it was heartbreaking for me to lose her. She was a wonderful mentor. Jack Lemmon, I mean, it's some of these people that I really did not have the opportunity to work with, and it was so possible at that time. Now, I have a number of award-winning actors that we have interest in projects that we're negotiating with, that we're signing with. And when I can work with someone I deeply admire, not only as a professional, but as a person, it's just a wonder to me. It's a gift to me. And I feel like it's important to me to write a role for them that's going to be meaningful. Not just to go up and get an award, but a lot of times I seek actors who I know, okay, child abuse really means something to you. Mm-hmm. A political prisoner and what she suffered for freedom and to have the American dream, that means something to you. We're talking about immigration now. We're talking about, certain groups just don't deserve to be in this country, whatever it is. If this is meaningful to a talent, then we've got a great connection right there, heart to heart,
right,
as well as art to art.
Exactly. Exactly. What a great thing. You know, you mentioned, of course, some of these themes, Pamela, for sure. Is there a project that you are looking for? Is there a project that you would like to do that maybe has not been presented to you yet?
You know, right now I am so overscheduled. I think I need to be cloned at this point. I actually wrote a comedy that's up for a potential series about a cloned family that deals with learning to tolerate each other with compassion, to understand we are all so much alike, no matter what color of skin, what our religion is, what sexual orientation, whatever. It's about accepting each other. I think I got off your question there, but did I lose you on that question?
I was just asking, is there a story that has not been presented to you yet that you would like to tell, that you're waiting on someone to present to you?
I'm always keeping an eye open. I'll tell you, I have a friend, because here again, I believe we've got to be uplifting each other. I have a friend, Scott Bryce. And he was a longtime sub star, and his wife, Sarah Talented, as well. He just sent me a script, and I can't do it right now because of my schedule, but I believe in this man's script so much that I am going to network for him. And this is something I think we need to be doing for each other. I would love to do his project, and I would love to do more period pieces. So right now we're kind of at a holding pattern because we have so many of our own works to do. But
right.
Cyrus, I'm sure there's many projects out there that I know when it comes across my desk, it'll be something that really, really means something to me. But right now, I have others. I have a woman who brought her own horse story to me, The Saving of Kai, and it was about a horse she rescued. And she got me right away. I love horses, and that was that, you know. So I've been pretty fortunate, and I'm pretty busy with projects that are deeply meaningful to me. But I'm sure that one script is out there somewhere.
All right. Well, we're going to be telling our audience at the end of the segment how you all can stay connected with Pamela, as well as Lionhawk Productions. I want to say once again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, Pamela Hall is back with us today to catch us up on the projects that she's working on this year, what you all have to look forward to, but also what it's been like for her to build her brand and to be able to see the response, not only, of course, from the creatives that she's able to work with, but also those individuals here are hearing about her projects as well. You know, I think, you know, to be able to get a project from an idea stage to actually working it through, Pamela, and then to be able to see the finished product has to be an exciting thing. Do you also find that's one of the things that kind of keep you pushing forward, knowing that, I mean, the job isn't done until the project is done?
You know, when I see a script completed, first of all, it's a magical thing after you've gone through dozens of drafts. It's a beautiful thing to see that end project. And that in itself keeps pushing you forward. Mm-hmm. The rewriting is really what you spend the majority of your time doing. If you're not willing to keep rewriting and rewriting and rediscovering that story, then you don't love the writing. You have to keep, you know, reworking it. But I am so looking forward to next year and probably the next 8 to 10 years to see that finished product come up on the screen, whether it's the big screen, the television, or the stage. It will be to me a blessing, and I feel so much gratitude for this opportunity, and the people that have supported me and believed in me means a very great deal. And people like you, good people like you, who support so many, that's what we need.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It is a pleasure of mine, and it's so great to be able to continue to have connections with individuals and to be able, of course, to share great work like what you're doing. Pamela, so let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you, and how can they keep up with all the things going on with Lionhawk Productions?
It's not easy. I do have a good staff. I have a great PR person. I have people who, again, have that faith and that passion, and they keep me going because I do all the writing. Every screenplay is written by me, with the exception of maybe two or three where I'm working very closely with the author, and I run approval by them, and they may add something that I think, oh, that's a wonderful idea. But basically, you've got to get a good team. You've got to get people who understand you. You've got to get people who, when you have those creative conflicts, and you will, you're going to get through that. If you're going to have an argument. You're going to have a difference of opinion. But you have loyalty and trust among you and your team, which I hope to increase over the next couple of months. Then it all works. And I work very long hours. I get to those Broadway shows, I get to movies, I get to be with friends. I'm living in a beautiful woodland, so I go out and feed my deer and my birds and my fox, and I get my breaks. But I spend 7 days a week, many hours, and what I do is I have storyboards. I have a very beautiful, large writing room that has, like, cathedral-high windows to I can watch nature. And I have storyboards all over the room because I love visuals. And I think visuals have a great impact on your work. So I have photographs, I have notes, and I have different storyboards at different desks. And I move around on different days and keep different projects going.
Got you. So as you mentioned earlier, Pam...
It's very exciting. I couldn't be one of these people that, like, sits with one project. I admire that. But I'm hungry for all of that, so I just keep moving.
Yeah. And the keeping moving part is something that's exciting for everyone. As you heard Pamela mention earlier, and I mentioned it too, Lionhawk Productions has a Facebook fan page, so make sure you all stay connected there. Other than the Facebook page, Pamela, where is the best place for people to go to stay connected with you?
They can go to Lionhawk Productions Facebook page. Please like us and join us, and we keep you posted on what's happening with each project. They can go to imdb.com to see the listing and short information on every project. And we are now polishing our website, Lionhawk Productions, and they'll be able to go there and read a great deal more about the projects. And there'll be more interviews coming out, more articles, and stay with us. We've got a lot of wonderful things planned and happening.
All right, so make sure you'll definitely stay connected with Pamela. Pamela, congratulations to you again. Thank you so much for the time. Glad to have you back, and looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you very much, and I hope to see you in New York.
Exactly. Looking forward to that opportunity as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Pamela, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You will make it a great one.